Let me speak to Claire Francis, who's available to have a conversation with me. I mentioned this right at the very beginning of the programme, and it's got to do with weddings. Have you had one recently in your home? Claire, good morning.
Good morning.
You're a financial and consumer expert, Claire, obviously, and a wedding can cost a small fortune. Now, research has been done, and it's suggesting that some people would definitely not spend the money that they had previously spent on the wedding. Are we being fooled into spending too much?
I think with a wedding, it's very easy to get carried away and to spend and to go over budget. And obviously, for couples getting married, it's such an important day that they want it to be perfect and to get right. However, what we've found with the research we've done at Barclays is that actually quite a large proportion of people think if they had the opportunity to do it again, they'd do it differently. Now, some said they would actually spend more, but others felt that perhaps they spent more than they needed to, and they could have had just as good a day with spending less. So I think, you know, what one of the important things to sort of take away from this is that it's really important, you know, not to be pressured to spending more than you can comfortably afford. Certainly don't get into debt for your wedding, and plan carefully for big sort of milestone events like this, which are so important in people's lives and form such important memories.
Is there still a tradition of the parent of the bride, or even the parent of both parties, paying for the wedding, or are more and more young people paying for their own?
I think it varies. I mean, I think in some families, you know, the parents of the bride will still pay, or at least contribute. But with many couples sort of often getting married later now and having the opportunity and sort of saving up themselves, I think couples themselves are contributing more to the cost of their wedding than perhaps they would have done 40, 50 years ago, when they were perhaps getting married much younger, earlier in their work careers, and not having had the opportunity to sort of build up some savings.
So what's your advice to, say, a young woman, she's getting married, she would like, of course, an event, because my goodness me, a wedding day is a special day. But the parents looking at the price could be 20 grand to set off a half-decent wedding in this day and age. And the parents suggest to the young woman, and the young couple indeed, that, you have a choice. There's £20,000. You're going to get as much as is left over from the wedding. It's yours. The 20 grand is yours. Do you want it all spent on the wedding, or do you just want to spend, say, 7 on the wedding and the other 13 is yours? Do you think the couple, whether it's a man, a woman, or two women, or two men, or whatever, do you think the couple would actually consider that's a better thing to do instead of giving it to hotels and wedding planners and DJs?
I think it will really, really depend. I mean, a lot of women in particular have this sort of fairy tale image of what their wedding day is going to be like. However, the one thing I would say is, you know, whether you're spending £1,000 or £50,000, you can still have the most amazing day. And even if you've got a small budget, you know, perhaps you have to be a bit cleverer with how you spend your money. But, you know, look at secondhand websites, and Facebook pages. You can often buy things cheaper than if you were buying new. And obviously, if it's a wedding dress, it's only been worn once before, so it could be immaculate. And so I wouldn't be afraid of, don't feel pressured to spending a huge amount of money, because you can have just as great a day by spending less. And as you know, with the example you've given, potentially having £13,000 left over to put towards something else, like the deposit for your first home or something like that.
But would young people have the business acumen or the financial motivation within their mindset to see that 13,000 could be so much better spent?
Some will, some won't. I think the reality for a lot of young people these days is, you know, faced with the cost of living, with high property prices, with student debts and things like that, I think perhaps in many ways they are more attuned and, you know, would appreciate and realise what that money could do if it was spent in a different way. There are others, however, who would just love to have that fairy tale and make it that day and spend the full amount. I think the key message that we're trying to say is, you know, whatever your financial goal, you know, think about what you're saving for, and, you know, it's a wedding is one day. There are lots of other financial things that are financially important in your life, like getting on the property ladder, like saving longer term for your retirement, which when you're perhaps in your mid-20s just seems sort of too far ahead to worry about. But all of these events are things that actually, the more preparation and planning you can do, the less likely you are to be disappointed. You know, you'll achieve your goals, you'll be able to get that house, you'll be able to have that fantastic wedding day, hopefully a great honeymoon too, and then you'll have some money left over to spend on the rest of your lives together.
You sound so sensible, Claire. I like the, cut of your jib. Thank you, thank you. That's
thank
the
you.
Financial expert, Claire Francis.